Jim Haller, in fact, joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. Jim Haller on ESPN Central Texas. Jim, what makes TCU, what are they doing? What have they done? I know a new coach had come in, done a great job. What makes them kind of not just but a concern?
Well, certainly they're the surprise of the Women's Big 12 League this year. They were picked eighth, Smokey, before preseason. And their coach, Reagan Peebly, this is her sixth year. She's got all her players in there. And be truthful about it, they're very physical, very strong. They're bigger than most of the other teams in the Big 12 besides Baylor. They start 3-6-1s. They come in with 6-2s, 6-3s. So they've got a lot of tools, and they're really a good team. They beat Texas and Austin, as you mentioned just a while ago. The Lady Bears just beat them by 9 in Fort Worth. So this is a big game, but what you got to remember, the Lady Bears win this one, there'd only be 7 conference games left. They would have a 3-game lead, and they would be well on their way to their 10th straight conference championship.
Kim keeps mentioning that they're a veteran team. They've played together for a long time. How much is that a factor in their jump from eighth to second?
Well, Paul, I think that's a key element to any team that's having success. I was looking at TCU's roster in preparation for tonight's game. They start 4 seniors. Their first substitute into the ball game is a senior. They've got 3 transfers from other successful major college programs. 1, Jade Woods, coming from the University of Oregon, for example. So they've got talent, and this is why I'm really looking forward to this ball game.
All right, what is it about this? Obviously, we know how talented Baylor women are and what they've done under Kim Mulkey forever. And Taya Cooper, the guard, and what she's brought to the table. Lauren Cox, do you think she's 100%?
Well, I don't think to Lauren Cox standards she's 100%, but I think she's getting better every time out. Her shot's certainly not back to where it was last year at this time, but I think you'll just continue to see her get better and better as the postseason nears. I think her passing has been fabulous. Her rebounding has been very, very good and consistent. Just her shooting has not been what it was.
Do you think that a couple games out now with Nelissa Smith, she'll be back to her old ways?
Well, I do. And, of course, she missed that TCU game up in Fort Worth on January 22nd. So to have her back in the lineup tonight against TCU will really help the Lady Bears. But she is such an extraordinary talent. I mean, 6'2", so physical, so athletic, very quick, runs the floor extremely well. There's not many around better than her in the country.
All right. Yesterday you heard the interview I think I had with we had on this show with Scott Drew, and you sent me a couple of notes, which I appreciated, as always, the insight from you. Jim, they're really special. We don't know, the what they ever do at the end in March or April will be what determines the year. But, man, are you how impressed have you been?
Well, it's just, look, Smokey, here's the way I look at this. They're 2 best players in the preseason, 2 players that were picked preseason all-conference. Kegler, who got removed from the team, was a second-team all-Big 12 selection. Tristan Clark was a first-team preseason selection. And those two guys, well, Clark is a shell of himself. Kegler's not here. So what Scott Drew and his staff has done with this team is remarkable. I've never seen a ball club that has better chemistry, a team that's less selfish, a team that passes the ball better, a team that plays harder. They're just phenomenal. They're fun to watch. I get excited every time I watch them practice or see them play.
As someone who's had to do this before, coaching and recruiting guys, Scott made a point at the end of the game the other night and asked Pat Nelly about this, but from your perspective as a coach, he said none of the guys on the team have been told they're the greatest thing since sliced bread since they were in eighth grade, and that's created a mentality. For a coach to have a bunch of workmen like that, does that make it easier on you?
Oh, I think absolutely that's the truth. The fewer prima donnas you have on a ball club, the better chance you have for success, especially when they have talent. And this Baylor Bear men's team is just unbelievable with their physical toughness, their mental toughness. And let me just add this. They're doing that in the toughest physical league in America. I watch games every night. I study this. There's no conference in the USA that comes close to the physical play and the tenacity that the Big 12 has every night those teams step on the floor. I mean, you can take a team like Texas, who's 4-7 in conference play. They are tough. You saw that game Wednesday night in Austin. Look at Oklahoma State here last weekend. That's a tough, tough physical team. All up and down the line. So this team is doing it in the toughest conference in America.
By the way, speaking of Oklahoma State, Mike Boynton was ejected. He had enough, and I understand why. When was the last time you got ejected from a game?
Which time? I can't. It was a long time ago, but it certainly happened, and it just, your frustrations get away from you, and that's something I always admire about Scott Drew. He's always kept his composure. You guys on the radio always talk about his positive attitude, and that's certainly a great attribute. But sometimes coaches just get frustrated. He had four players foul out. And by the way, I think Michael Boynton's a terrific coach. I started observing him when he was Brad Underwood's assistant coach at Stephen F. Austin when they had those great teams several years back. So he's a known commodity, and he's doing a terrific job.
What did you say to get ejected? It's fine. We'll use the dump button.
I'm afraid my pastor might be listening. I can't go into all that.
Here's Jim Howler to the official. Darn it!
I disagree with your assessment.
That's all I'd said. I wish I'd had that control.
I disagree with your assessment.
Yeah. What the hell are you looking at? Jim, they're 20 whatever it is, 22-1 whatever it is, number one in the country. I put this up yesterday to Scott. He gave it to me. It's the first time since the 68 UCLA, the 68 Houston Cougars, to have the number one ranking from a college in Texas, a Division I, to rank 4 weeks or longer at number one. And I asked Scott about Elvin Hayes in Houston. He's too young to remember them. I know you do.
Well, I remember him quite well. I mean, I coached against the Olajuwon group at University of Houston. I observed Elvin Hayes. Those were phenomenal teams. But what this Baylor team is doing far surpasses what those ball clubs did. When you had Elvin Hayes and Don Chaney on the same team, you had two first-team All-Americans. You had two first-round draft picks. This team doesn't have that. They just have the guts and the determination and the toughness to find a way to keep making it happen. And I just love to watch them play.
Do you expect to see more teams built like this and Virginia and Villanova that we've seen the last few years, Gonzaga now, where you're going to get some NBA players in there, obviously, but you're going to have guys that are going to play 3 years because the one-and-dones are changing, the one-and-dones for now before the rule changes are going to play in Europe or New Zealand or wherever, and teams are getting guys who want to be college basketball players.
Well, and I think what you're seeing, Paul, this is a little different concept with all the transfers. You're getting kids that maybe didn't get to play as much as a freshman or sophomore as they thought. You mentioned the Gonzaga team. Take, for example, this year, their starting backcourt was playing college basketball in Texas last year. Ryan Wooldridge was the guard at North Texas. Edmond Gilder was the starting guard at Texas A&M. Their first sub off the bench, Drew Timmy, was in high school at Richardson, Texas last year, 6'10 kid. But a lot of these teams now are profiting from the transfers and the kids that feel like they really have something to prove. And I think that is a trend that we're going to see for a while.
All right, Jim, thank you. As always, we appreciate you. We'll see you tonight at the Farrell Center. And enjoy the broadcast with John, and we'll see you very soon.
Always fun to be with you guys, and thanks for having me.
There's another positive guy. My God, Jim Howler.